Hello, my name is Salvador Ramirez, and I'm at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln, and I'm in the Doctor of Plant Health program. The title of my talk is Increasing Diversity of Crop Rotations Alters Soil Microbial Communities Under Variable Rates of Nitrogen Fertilization. And it's important that we understand how crop rotations impact soil health, because crop rotations can increase the yield of the crops within that crop rotation as well as impact soil microbial communities. So our experimental design, we have a study that is a randomized complete block design with a split plot arrangement and with five replications. Crop rotation is a main plot factor. Nitrogen rate is a split plot factor. Since 1984, fertilizer nitrogen as urea was applied at three different levels. In the corn and grain sorghum rotation, we have 0 kilograms nitrogen per hectare, 90 and 180, and those are the non, low, and high treatments. And in the soybean and oats clover, we have 0, 34, 69, and those are the respective non, low, high treatments. For crop rotations, we have continuous corn. We have corn, soybean. We have corn, oats, clover, sorghum, soybean. And we have corn, soybean, sorghum, oats, clover. So those are our crop rotations. And we sampled on three different dates. We sampled when corn was at V10-12, VTR1, R6 in 2014, and we took a soil sample when corn was at V5-V6 for soil nutrients. Our soil sampling was at a depth of 0 to 8 inches, and we took 15 soil samples per plot, and those soil samples were used for fatty acid methyl ester FAME analysis. So this is our results for total microbial biomass. Keep in mind that I am showing you only the VTR1 date. As you can see, the capital letters denote differences of nitrogen fertilization within that crop rotation, so that you can see that in continuous corn, there was no difference due to nitrogen fertilization. However, as we see increasing crop diversity, we can see that soil microbial biomass decreases as we apply nitrogen, so that you can see the green bars are the non-nitrogen, and the red bar is the high nitrogen, so that you can see that in corn, soybean, sorghum, oats, and corn, oats, clover, sorghum, soybean, the greatest microbial biomass was when we did not apply nitrogen. If we look at the fungal to bacterial biomass ratio, we can see that within the corn, the continuous corn rotation, we see that the greatest microbial biomass is also in the non-nitrogen. And it didn't make a difference in the corn, soybean, or in the other more diverse crop rotations. If we look at the canonical discriminant analysis, so we see continuous corn, soybean, and the diverse crop rotations, we can see that the impact of nitrogen is more pronounced in the continuous corn. So the green dots are no nitrogen, the blue dots are low nitrogen, and the red dots are high nitrogen. And you can see that difference, that the canonical discriminant analysis discriminates much more clearly within the continuous corn. As we increase our crop rotation diversity, we can see that those differences don't seem to be as pronounced. Interestingly, and this is my favorite part, if we look at total community structure, and I know this is a little busy, but bear with me, the red dots are the bacteria, the purple dot is the fungal biomarker, and if you see continuous corn and corn soybean, those communities look kind of similar. You can see where the bacteria are clumping, how our fungi are behaving similarly in both. But as soon as we start to introduce sorghum into the rotation, our soil community structure is very different. It changes very drastically. And I think that is evidence of modifying our soil environment in a way that our community structure is responding to that. So in conclusion, increasing crop diversity within a crop rotation increases soil microbial biomass. Soybean in a rotation seems to reduce soil microbial biomass. The impact of variable nitrogen fertilizer was pronounced in the continuous corn more so than in either crop rotation. And sorghum in a crop rotation modifies soil microbial community structure in a way that is very visible. And I apologize, I don't have my poster on my presentation. So thank you.